Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much. Joining me, we're grooving here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you'll find me online and all the things that we do. But you won't just find me. I mean, I know that's enough. I mean, I know that's like, that'd be like a dream come true for you. But I got better news than that, folks. You go to my website, you're going to meet hundreds, maybe thousands of the smartest people on the planet with regard to small business, and including our good buddy Gene Marks, who's with us right now. Folks, this website has got, it's got my name on it, but it's not about me. It's about you, because, and it's about what these guys bring to the table when they join me on the show. And I just hope you'll go there and check it out. I think you'll find a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, regardless of where you are on the time continuum, regardless of what challenge you're dealing with today or what opportunity you're looking forward to taking advantage of. We've got something that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gene Marks is with us, as I promised you, as I told you. We're talking about tax tips. Gene is a contributing columnist for Forbes.com, as well as NewYorkTimes.com and many others. He has his own company. He helps small business owners just like we're doing. And Gene, we've been talking about tax tips. You gave us a good one in the last segment. We're coming up on the end of the year. These are all things that you can do before the end of the year, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I've got a couple more for you, Jim, as well. One thing that comes to mind is, you have to tell, and we have to, all small business owners out there, to stop being so darned optimistic. I hate all this optimism that's out there, especially when it comes to taxes, because, you know, I'm putting on my accounting hat here, and we know that accountants are not like very optimistic people. So
yeah, the great ties and great suits, right?
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. So pretend you're an accountant for a minute and tone down the optimism and do this. Take a walk around your place and start writing some things off. So many people that I talk to, and business owners and clients of mine, they've got excess inventory and they've got excess accounts receivable. I know you've got that receivable on your books since 2003, and you are absolutely positive that guy is going to someday pay you, but it's time to stop being so optimistic and face reality and write that thing off. Because the minute that you write off those accounts receivable and the minute that you write off that scrap inventory that's been lying around forever, you can take a tax deduction for it. It's just money that's there waiting to be grabbed.
So, well, also you can convert it. You might be able to convert some of it into cash.
You can. I mean, you could.
I don't just want you to write it off. I like your tax idea. But, hey, guys, get it out of your way.
Yeah. If you can move it, because it's costing you just hanging around there. It's costing you being on your books. You know, right. It's making you nauseous every time you see that receivable on your aging when you're printing it out, right?
Right.
So
write
it off and get rid of it if you're not going to collect it. If some factoring company wants to take it over and try and collect for you, good for them. But again, if not, write it off and take the tax deduction. Not enough people do this, and that's something you can do right now between now and the end of the year. I've got another one for you as well.
Okay.
Setting up a simplified employer pension plan, SEP, is another thing that a lot of business owners should consider doing. It's so simple to do, Jim, and we have one in our own company, actually. It's not as complicated as a 401k or any type of defined contribution plan. A SEP, a simplified employer pension plan, your accountant can set it up for you, your bank can set it up for you. Any employee benefits person actually can set it up for you. It's really a matter of filing a certain form with the IRS. And once you have it set up, that means that you can take deductions for contributions that you make to it, up to 25% of your salary or even up to 25% of the salaries of your people in your company. So it's a really good way to put money away into savings and get a deduction for it. And it's a very, very simple plan.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, Gene, You can establish the SEP, make it come to life in 2010, and as long as you fund it before you file your taxes, all the way through the extension, am I correct here? You can fund it later.
You got it. So what happens is that if you're a corporation or an S corporation this year, as long as you establish it this year in 2010, You don't even have to fund it until you file your taxes. Now, taxes are due on March 15th for a lot of companies, but
right.
many of us even extend them to as late as September 15th or October 15th. As long as you actually fund it before you file your returns, that's when the cash requirement is needed. And
yeah.
then you can take a deduction of up to 25% of your salary or your employee's salary. It's a big way to save money while you're putting the money away. It's a really
quickly,
good thing.
Quickly tell us how you treat the employees in that case.
Well, the employees are set up as their own. They can participate in the plan. They can contribute or you can contribute to the plan, and you get a deduction.
Does the employer have to contribute to employees?
They do not. They do not.
Okay.
There is no requirement. So it's, you know, it's really completely up to you. It's basically a
you have to make it available.
Plan.
You do have to make it available to your employees, right?
Correct.
And they to give them the opportunity, but you don't have to match anything with the SIP?
That is correct. So you know, it really depends on how you create your own simplified plan, and because it's a non-qualified plan, you have the ability to do, you know, to have a lot of freedom in it. But whatever you do contribute, you can take a deduction for it. It's a good
right.
thing.
That's a great program because you can go ahead and get it started this year and not fund it to next year. That helps a lot of people because right now, Gene, as you know, a lot of people don't really know how well they're doing until they close their books at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's exactly
they,
right.
They may know where they are from a cash standpoint, but they don't know where they are from a profit standpoint.
That's correct. So you don't have to make any commitments to it right now. You make the commitments
right.
you know, to fund it later on
right.
next year when you have a better picture of what your cash is. And the other thing that's really important about
it. Hold on, Gene, hold on that thought. I got to wrap up the segment, but we're going to come back, folks. Gene's got more tips for us, one more segment. But I want to point out, folks, that Gene and I, our job right now is to remind you and to tell you about these things. It's not our job to be the world experts on how these things roll out for your company. As Gene said earlier, that's what your own advisors are for. So take these ideas, talk to your advisors, and see what's best for your company. But be sure you do it before the end of the year if you're going to do it. Tim Till, right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.